This weekend marked the first week of the new rules. For those not familiar, please tell us about those new rules first off.
Okay, so very simply put, a buyer that wants to go shopping for a new home to purchase must engage with a realtor in writing. And that written agreement must depict how the agent is going to get paid and whether or not that agent is going to get paid by the buyer or the seller and for how much. Number two, and maybe a little bit more significant, is the compensation that's offered by the seller is no longer going to be offered through the multiple listing service. So we used to publish what was offered by a seller through the multiple listing service. That opportunity has now been taken away from us as a result of the NAR settlement. So as a result, we're getting creative in disseminating that information through other methods, like social media, print flyers, our for sale signs, things like that.
How did things go on this first weekend with these new rules in effect?
So far, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, and the only questions I'm getting from practitioners is more about the mechanics, the actual forms that should be filled out, at what time should these forms be submitted to the customer prior to touring homes, things of that nature. So the new rules are not terribly shocking. We've gotten over the shock and awe of what our new standards of practice are going to be and what they are now. And it's more of the feedback has been just questions about the mechanics. But so far, everybody's been extremely positive and cooperative.
With the shock and awe removed, how do these new rules affect the ability to do the job as a realtor?
It actually doesn't affect our job at all. And I really believe that as time marches on, we're going to feel, as a practitioner, a genuine sense of relief. And we're probably going to be asking ourselves, why didn't we do this sooner? Why didn't we have this transactional transparency, system in place much sooner? I think that everybody's going to find it to be extremely easy and a blessing for all parties, for buyers, sellers, and realtors. It's really going to take away any guesswork and any unfamiliarity with how things are going to work out monetarily.
How complicated could it have been before these new rules took effect?
It wasn't very complicated at all. To be completely honest with you, the standards of practice that we should be following now have always been sort of in place. They were just never regulated. They were never, the expectation was there, but we weren't really following through to make sure that both practitioners and consumers were engaging in a commission conversation. And so now we're really just going back to the basics of our practice and saying, okay, these are the things that we should have been doing all along anyway. The majority of our paperwork actually already said all of these things, but now we're really going to just police it, if you will. We're going to just make sure that everybody is actually practicing the way they should have been in writing.